Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, guys, it's your spiritual kickoff for the week, and I hope you're ready. This is going to be a great one. I love this scripture. It's one that you guys are probably familiar with. So let's dig in. We'll be looking at Matthew 28. We'll be looking at 18 through 20. Sometimes it's called the Great Commission. Okay, so here we go. Let's dig in. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." Guys, great scripture. Let's dig into it. See how we can start simplifying and applying this to our life. Okay. Now, where is Matthew? First question at the gate. Where's Matthew? What's the first gospel? Okay. So you got Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So go to your Old Testament. When you get out of your Old Testament and your New Testament starts, Matthew's going to be at the very beginning. Okay. And I know a lot of you guys know this already, but some of you don't. And we just need to know that. So the gospels are those four books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay. Now, again, scripture probably sounds familiar to a lot of you guys. It's often called the Great Commission. Okay. And we're going to unpack it. We're going to see what it's trying to tell us here. And again, there have been sermon after sermon preached on, the Great Commission. So this spiritual kickoff, this is not a sermon. I'm going to give you some high-level things to think about. Maybe there's something here that we'll talk about today that you've never considered when you thought about the Great Commission. Okay? So, yeah, let's break it down. So it gives us a command in this commission. He gives us a command, Jesus does, and then three participles that surround it. We're going to break it down into that area. So first of all, let's look at the command. Okay. Command is what? Make disciples of all nations, right? That's it. He's very clear. I want you to make disciples of all nations. And it's more than just a convert to Christianity or some faith or practice. He's telling us, I want you to make disciples of all nations. Now, a disciple is a learner. Okay. A pupil, an apprentice, a student. Okay. That's a disciple. It's someone who has decided to follow their master and become like them. And that's exactly what Jesus wants. Christians are to allow Christ to shape our lives after his life. And we should be doing everything we can every day to be more and more like him. Right. And that's what it's all about. And so it's a continual sanctification. It's over and over and over trying to be more and more holy, more and more like Christ. We never get there. But we always need to be working towards that, right? So again, being a disciple does not end when you're conversion, right? that's when it starts. Once you give, surrender to Christ and give him your life, that's when it starts. And it's a daily. You got to pick this thing up every day, guys. I wish I could tell you it get easier as you go. Probably doesn't. Not probably. It doesn't. It doesn't get easier, but it is worth it. Okay? It is worth it. So now we know what our command is. Now let's dig into these three participles and see what they're trying to, what they're really telling us here. Okay? Go, baptize, and teach. Okay? That's the three that we're going to look at. Because what does it say? Authority has been given to me. Therefore, go make those disciples, like he told us, baptize them, right? And then at the very end, it says teach them to obey everything. So let's break down those three and understand, you know, what he's trying to tell us. Go. That's very simple. That's your missionary charge. Go, guys. We got to act. It's an active verb. We cannot sit still. We have to get going. We have to get out of our comfort zone. We have to actually get out in the world, right? Maybe it's go by actually sharing the gospel with people in your house. Start there and then go outside. But he's very clear, very clear. We must act. This is not just go for your pastor or your missionaries at your church. No, it's you. I'm not saying you have to go on a big mission trip across the country or around the world, but you can go in your community, right where you're at, and work today. You may be headed to work. You could do, that's your mission field. That's your mission field for today. Go. Make disciples in that mission field. You can do it. That's what it's all about. It's about acting. And then he talks about baptizing, right? Baptize. So in biblical times, this was associated with salvation, okay? And people identified with Jesus through that act of baptizing, okay? And our charge, what we need to be doing, is to bring people to Christ. And a lot of times when we do that, a public profession of faith comes with that. Okay. That comes with baptism. So we need to understand that, look, baptism comes after the heart is surrendered. Okay. Because being baptized doesn't mean that you're saved. We got to get it right. Salvation comes when you surrender that heart to Jesus, right? And then at that point, that baptism, that's the obedience. That's the act of obedience that you have, right? Because I'm telling you what, guys, this is not popular amongst, you know, Christians in general, but there are a lot, you know, people, there are a lot of people who have been through the waters of baptism and have not given their heart to Jesus. And when they get to heaven, they're going to say, I'm in, right? And Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Because it's not about getting wet. You know, that's not what it's about. It's about your heart. He wants your heart, right? And you need to make sure you get this right. Okay. So if you just walk through the waters of baptism, you think you're good. Your heart is ultimately what he's after. So really think about that. Really think about it. Okay. So now we've talked about go. And then he says being baptized, right? Okay. Now the other area. The other area he talks about when he says, go be baptized to them, then we have to start teaching. Okay. Teaching. Now I get it. That is tough when we start thinking about teaching and what that looks like. And you know what? We may not have, be equipped. We may not be qualified. We don't feel like we're ready. Guys, you're ready right now. Right now, you're equipped to teach. Show others the fruit. That's it. Just start showing others your fruit and equip them to live, walk, think, and act like Jesus. That's all you got to do. You know, so many guys just don't think they're far enough along or they know enough or they have enough life experience. No, guys, you only have to be one step ahead of someone else to help them. You don't have to be 20, 30, just one step ahead of somebody and you can pull them along. And that's what it's about. So, you know, again, we're going to be that disciple. It's a lifelong process that we're always we're working towards, right? And we're always trying to get there. But if we go, okay, we baptize and we teach, then we are in that order. We are actually fulfilling the Great Commission, right? And think about the assurance that he gives us at the very end of the Great Commission. right? And what does he tell us? And surely I am with you always to the end of the age. That is some confidence right there. Because if we had to do this on our own, guys, it would be crippling. It would be tough. But we don't. We have a Savior that is guiding us right now. Right now. If we allow him and we surrender to Jesus. And if then once you do that and you obey the Holy Spirit's call and do what he's telling you to do, then that's it. The truth's going to set you free at that point, guys. You have it. Inside you right now, you have the lion within. It is there. It is ready to be unleashed. Too many times, guys, we feel like we have to be a certain place in life. I just need to get a little bit better. Then I can go help this person. Wrong. That's all lies. Satan is going to keep telling you lies that you can't do this because he doesn't want you. The last thing he wants is a strong man, a strong Christian man, a strong manly Christian man out there sharing the gospel and sharing the good news and going and baptizing and teaching. He don't want that. He'll do all he can to hold you back. Don't allow it. Don't allow it. You're equipped today. Right now, today, whenever you're listening to this, this is all you got promised. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised next year, 10 years from now. All you have is today. So lean into it. Because what if today was the last day you ever had to save someone from a life separated from Christ? Would you be bold enough at that point to lean into those uncomfortable feelings and really lean into it and share the good news of Jesus Christ? I really hope you are. Because it's time to man up, guys. We got to start standing up, taking a stance, standing on truth, and really leaning in and acting. Don't be a sideline Christian. Get in the game. Get in the battle. Put on your armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the shield of faith, the sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, and use it. We don't need our armor just to be shiny. Get out there and battle. Do the work. It's not for someone else. Too many guys think, you know what, sharing Jesus, that type of stuff, that's what pastors get paid to do. Wrong. They supplement. They help us. They help us grow. But it's everyone's call to get up, to go, to baptize, and to teach. Guys, you are equipped right now. And that's time that you get out there and start unleashing the lion within and really taking the Great Commission to heart. So guys, again, this scripture has been preached on by so many more eloquent preachers than old Chris here. I'm not even a preacher. I'm just a guy who loves Jesus. But I pray there was something in this message today, the spiritual kickoff that gives you that kick in the pants you need to go out there and be bold. Too many yes men, too many sidelines. We need to get in the game. All right. Now, if you think I'm fired up, you come back on Wednesday. Guys, this guest, he brings it. And I mean, brings it. He's going to unpack the manliness of Christ, what it really looks like to be a man and follow Jesus, and what we need to start doing differently, things churches should consider, things just we as men need to start considering. I'm going to tell you what, he's going to bring to you guys, and you just need to buckle up and hold on because it's going to be a powerful conversation. And as you go through this week, I want you to think about your question of the week. Do you see masculinity in your church? Do you? Or is it an effeminate church? Because we should see masculinity in our churches. And guess what, guys? We are the church, not a building. It's the people. So you just step in and be a man, be a godly man, be a strong godly man. There's power in that. Jesus has already told us, I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now, if you listen to this right now, and you've never surrendered your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, guess what? Today's your day. Because you may be thinking, you know what? I can just be a good guy and I can get into heaven. I'm going to tell you what. Hell is full of good guys. It is. Because you can't do it by works. You know, you may be good compared to your neighbor, but are you good compared to God? Because God is, he requires perfection, holiness, right? You can't do it. You can't do it. The only way is through putting a trust in Jesus as your Savior. Because who is this Jesus guy? He's God. And he came to earth, guys. And again, if you've never heard this, Jesus came from heaven to earth. He was born of a virgin. He lived. He did miracles. Then they nailed him on a cross, put him in a tomb. He was dead. D-E-A-D, dead. He wasn't passed out. He was dead. 3 days later, guess what? He rose. He overcame death, right? Then he came out of that tomb. He shared some more. Then he went and ascended to heaven, where he sits right now at the right hand of the Father. And scripture says, no one comes to the Father except through him. So there's only one way. We can't work our way in. We can't nice our way in. We can't go to nursing homes and volunteer our way in, right? You just can't do it. Unfortunately, you can't do it. Fortunately, though, there is a way. It's by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So you got to admit you're a sinner. You need to know that you're a sinner. You're not just some guy who's made mistakes and you need a life coach. Nope, you are a sinner in need of a Savior. Then you got to believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And then you need to confess him as Lord of your life. And once you do that, the Holy Spirit will come down. It will guide you. It will be in within you. You'll be officially had the lion within at that point, where you can start unleashing and go out there and sharing the gospel. You can be bold. You can be courageous, because you'll know that you're on the victorious side. You're on the winning team. So at that point, guys, lean in. So there you go. That's all you got to do. And if you just right now listen to this spiritual kickoff, had a realization, you know what? I've never actually surrendered to Jesus. Do it right now. It's a simple prayer. Again, Lord, I know I messed up. I'm a sinner in my heart, but I do believe you're a Son of God, and I confess you as my Lord and Savior. And once you've done that, you're in, brother. Now it's time to get to work. Now, if you just did that too, I want you to email us support@thelionwithin.us. Why? First of all, I want to celebrate with you. I want to have a conversation and just put my arms around and just say, welcome. And then I will give you some resources, some ideas, some tips to help you. Because right now, you just entered a battlefield that you may not be aware of. You need to know what you're up against. And we're here to support. We're here to love. We're here to share. So again, support@thelionwithin.us. If you just accepted Christ as your Savior, let's connect. Let's have a conversation. We want to help you, serve you as you move forward. So guys, there's your spiritual kickoff this week. The Great Commission is so important for us to know, okay, to understand it. Then we got to apply it and actually start doing it, okay? So there you go. The Matthew 28:18-20, go highlight that in your Bible, circle it, underline it, whatever you need to do. Put it on a note card. Get this one down in your hearts. And let's go start acting and actually lean in and make this stuff a reality. Okay. All right, guys. We'll see you back here on Wednesday. Again, if you're joining the show, give us a rating and review. That makes a big difference. Go to thelionwithin.us. That's thelionwithin.us. Join the Lion's Den. It's free. There's no reason in the world you haven't done that yet. Get the 10 scriptures that can help you fight like a lion. Download the 9 habits that every man needs to start incorporating in his life to be the best version of you that you can be. To be the godly man that you need to be. Guys, we know that you're searching for truth. We know that you're searching for truth, that you want confidence to be able to lead. That is what the Lion Within Us is all about. Truth to build confidence, to help you be that leader you're predestined to be. We're going to help you get there, guys. But you got to participate. Don't just be a consumer. Jump in. Be part of something. We have Thursday night Bible studies. Connect with us. I can get you information on how you join that. Be active. Check out the Bible study. Check out the courses. Guys, there's stuff there that we have built to serve you wherever you're at to help you in your journey. So I'll see you back here on the next episode, where I promise you it's going to be powerful. It's going to impact. It's going to blow you back. So get ready and hold on. Now get out there, guys, this week for the Great Commission and start unleashing the lion within. Most men know what it's like to do life in a vacuum and feel isolated on the journey. We believe every man needs a community to help them become the men they were created to be. More than just a website or podcast, we are a community of Christian men who are committed to supporting and encouraging one another on our journey to become the best versions of ourselves. We are men who have fought the good fight and come out victorious. The lion within us is here to help you stop feeling lost, defeated, and alone. Instead, find community and connection with other men that will help you achieve your goals, live a life of purpose, and be the leader God intends you to be. Visit thelionwithin.us to join the new growing Lion's Den community today. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.